Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. New York authorities say a loud explosion that shook the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan Saturday night was an intentional act that injured 29 people. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio declared the explosion outside 131 West 23rd Street was deliberate, and he spoke to reporters on the street near the scene of the blast.
It's too early to determine specifically what the incident was caused by. What we're telling you this evening is we believe it was intentional. A full investigation is underway. As soon as we're able to determine what specifically caused this explosion, we're going to report that to you.
World leaders have been descending on New York for days, preparing for the annual UN General Assembly meeting this week. New York authorities are also investigating an unexploded device found at West 27th Street, blocks from where the explosion occurred. Bomb squad personnel safely removed a device that appears to be a pressure cooker attached to a cell phone and wires in a plastic bag. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations blasted Russia for calling the U.N. Security Council into emergency session late Saturday to review an apparently errant U.S. bombing run which may have killed dozens of Syrian government troops. Samantha Power said Russia's action was a stunt designed to divert public attention from some of the most systematic atrocities in a generation.
In the face of none of these atrocities, has Russia expressed outrage? Nor has it demanded investigations, nor has it ever called for a Saturday night emergency consultation in the Security Council.
That is U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power. This is VOA News. 17 Indian soldiers have been killed and nearly 20 wounded in the deadliest attack mounted by militants in two decades on an Indian Army base in Kashmir close to the border with Pakistan. Officials say four heavily armed commandos using guns and grenades stormed the Army camp early Sunday in Uri, which lies west of Indian Kashmir's capital, Srinagar. An army statement said four militants were killed. A search is underway for others possibly hiding in the area. The ruling United Russia Party is expected to retain its absolute majority and perhaps increase its dominance in Russia's lower house, the State Duma, in the parliamentary election Sunday. United Russia, led by Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, a loyalist of President Vladimir Putin, has 238 of 450 Duma seats and dominates the more than 80 regional parliaments. The Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe sent over 400 observers to Russia to monitor the election, more than double compared to 2011, when the OSCE sent 215 to monitor the parliamentary poll. Analysts say the voting will likely be a referendum on Putin's expected 2018 presidential run for re-election. Putin and United Russia are riding a wave of national support over Crimea and ongoing military actions, with state-run media ignoring critics or branding them as traitors. Jan Peterson is the head of the OSCE's Europe mission in Moscow.
We have been here since early August observing elements like the media situation, the campaign, candidate registration. We have considered legislation. In short, everything which is important for an election. So election day is just the culmination of it, put a lot of emphasis on it, but it's not the whole story.
Opposition politicians are hoping they will be able to acquire at least a few of the 450 seats. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump vowed Saturday in Houston, Texas, to rid the U.S. of illegal immigrants who have taken the lives of people. Trump said his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, failed to enforce immigration laws when she was Secretary of State and did not suspend visas to countries that don't take back their citizens. Trump's remarks came at the first ever conference hosted by the Remembrance Project, a group that advocates for families whose relatives were killed by illegal aliens. But the nonprofit organization has critics who contend it uses families of victims to promote a hateful political agenda.
That's the latest world news from VOA.